This is WCOOK coming to you live from Atlanta, GA. You are now tuned in to The Lioness Inn with your host, Chinwe. And it's all brought to you by locally grown Black Girl Magic. Welcome to The Lioness Inn. Welcome to The Lioness Inn. We got Weezy on the mic and we might have a guest or two. Never know what she might do, but she always keeps it cool. Welcome to The Lioness Den. Welcome to The Lioness Den. Just a young black woman trying to make a difference. Sit and listen. Now let the show begin.
Okay, okay, okay. Whistle. It's your girl Chin Weezy. Long time no see. I ain't even finna make this intro long, y'all. I just want to say, Wessa, look, I'm going to talk about it all in the program. I just wanted to say the title of this podcast is You Can't Mess This Up. This is your life. This is your destiny. This is your fate, and you cannot mess it up. Remember to have fun. There's a lot of good advice. There's a very good message that's coming up, but I wanted to say this. Have fun in everything that you're doing, in all the work that you're doing, whoever you're talking to, whoever you meet on the street, have fun, okay? I love y'all, and I will see y'all later. Enjoy the message.
The Lioness Inn is brought to you by CMC Productions Worldwide. If you'd like to get in contact with that company, you can email us at cmcproductionsworldwide@gmail.com.
Are you tired of not getting no respect around here?
Oh my God.
Are you tired of your dreams not manifesting? Are you just like, what do I gotta do, man?
Yes, look no further,
okay? Because Chinwe is hosting the confidence course. That's right, we're gonna do inner child healing. We're going to do our external, what makes us feel good and look sexy on the outside. And we're also gonna be talking about how to manifest,
okay?
These things come together to help create the life of your dreams. So make sure, if you want to sign up for this four-week course, we have October, November, and December sessions, that you email us at cmcproductionsworldwide@gmail.com. Okay, we can't wait to see you there.
What's up, y'all? Welcome back to season 3 of the motherfucking Lioness Den, baby. I know I've been gone since April. Ironically, that was Aries season. And right now, we are coming off the heels of the Aries full moon. I'm outside on the rooftop. I was walking around burning my ancestor money. And I said, I gotta record this message that's coming to me right now. Shout out to Conjure Queen. Okay, that's where I learned how to build, how to burn ancestor money. And just an FYI, if you can't afford to buy ancestor money, you can most certainly, look at this white bird flying by. You can most certainly make your own and print it out or write it on a sheet of paper. It's all about intention, okay? Everything in this life, everything in spirituality is all about intention. So I wanna talk to you about this message, okay? So this is day 5 of me burning this ancestor money. And Conjure Queen said something very interesting to me. She said, you know, if you're feeling tired, if you're feeling depleted, that's because your ancestors need money on the other side. So if you're finding yourself tired and depleted during this ascension process, I know it's important to get rest, but sometimes it's too much rest. Okay, sometimes you gotta get up out that bed. That's what my dad used to say. Chinwe, sometimes you gotta get out the bed when you don't feel like it, okay? And that's what's leading me into the message for today. So a few days ago, I had a dream that Lizzo was in the back of an ensemble. Y'all know, like a chorus, an ensemble, like the Rockettes, something like that. But she was in the back. But she had the microphone. She was the soloist. She was singing all the riffs and the runs. She was in the back. She was having a grand old time. The day before the show, the choreographer, the director, moved her up to the front. And I felt as though she was being rewarded for having such a positive, positive, positive attitude throughout this whole time. Now, this was, I don't know, Monday night or something like that. Now, fast forward to today, I'm on the rooftop. I'm burning my ancestor money. And the way the paper was burning today was so fascinating to me. But the second piece of paper that I burned, it burned around the face of the Jade Emperor. Now, apparently, according to Conjure Queen, the Jade Emperor is the gatekeeper to money in the spiritual world. So I was like, why is the Jade Emperor looking at me? How did everything around the Emperor's face burn, except literally his face? It was so fascinating to me. While this is going on, a burnt orange and black butterfly is flying past. It flew past once. I said, oh, I gotta look that up. I forgot, because I'm looking at the Emperor's face. The butterfly flew past me again. I said, thank you. Let me pull out my phone and look it up right now. Because when I'm in nature, I try not to pull out my phone. When I'm outside with the ancestors, with nature, I try to listen. But something said, no, you got to look this up now. The orange and black, and here's a bee. That's Mama Oshun. Word to Mama Oshun flying around. The orange and black butterfly represented... It said it can represent passion and aggressiveness, and it also means that joy is coming into your life soon. So I said, but what does this have to do with the Emperor's face? He was looking at me. And y'all don't pay no mind to the trains and the wind, okay? That ain't nothing but confirmation going on in the background, okay? I said, why is the Emperor's face just looking at me? Like, he was just looking at me. And I said, maybe there are people who are watching you. Maybe there's something important about my face. And I said, yeah, I mean, okay. But then I kept talking through it. I kept talking through it. And I came to the conclusion that God is watching me. God is watching you. Source, spirit, the all, the one, the consciousness, the consciousness of creation is watching you, just like the creator, the director, which felt a lot like God in the dream, felt a lot like the universe, the consciousness in the dream, was watching Lizzo in that back row. And just in the nick of time, she got moved up to the front because of her positive attitude. So I want to say to you right now, the message is, I know you're going through ascension symptoms. I know you are, okay? And everybody is talking about how during this time of the year, the veil, and there's a dragonfly. Wow. Which symbolizes good luck, good fortune. During this time of the year, October, the veil is very thin. It's paper thin. What is the veil? We know what that veil is. The veil is seeing into the other realms, seeing into other dimensions, getting answers, psychic abilities. Okay, even my brother, 13-year-old brother, is tapping into his psychic abilities and he doesn't even realize it, okay? You are at a heightened point right now. So of course you're gonna be tired. Of course there's gonna be so much resistance. And I wanna interject right here and say, The Lioness Den Season 3 is coming at you on a whole nother level. This is not me speaking. This is spirit speaking. This is God speaking. This is Sirius Star Family. This is whoever coming through that wants to speak to you all. This is them, the archangels, Mama Oshun, Ganesh, okay, Papa Legba, whoever it is. They are coming through right now and they are speaking to you. So that's why they say you need to record this. This is your podcast. Pick up the phone, okay? There's resistance. There's opposition. You're not tired. You're being resisted. I know you're ascending. You are ascending. So the drain, the mental drain, the emotional drain, it might not be emotional. It might be mental. It might be physical drain that you're feeling right now is resistance. because there is a level up happening. And these other lower vibrational forces know that during this time of October and Halloween, we got two full moons happening. Okay, we just had the full moon in Aries. Aries is all about independence, ambition. It's ruled by Mars. That is the god of war. That is the god of making things happening. Aries is the first zodiac sign, so it's the first out the gate. Okay, so this is the first out the gate time. Plant those seeds. What do you want your next 9 to 12 months to look like? Okay, I'm heavy on 8 to 9 months. That's just my timeline. What is your timeline? Is it 6 months? Is it 12 months? Is it 18 months? What number sticks out with you? I'm hearing 6 months for a lot of you. I don't know who that is. Somebody here has a 6 month timeline. Okay, where if you, whatever you start today in 6 months will bear fruit little by little. Aries is the first out the gate. Then we have a new moon. I need like a computer. I think I can still record. I'm still recording while I'm looking stuff up. What is the new moon? Hold on, I got it in my phone, y'all. The new moon is coming up on the 16th. I'm dropping music every new moon, okay? Make sure you get all of my work. Nothing New Volume 1, Nothing New Volume 2, Problems in Paradise, 84 Cent, I Don't Blame You, Chinweezy the Great, Songs Don't Lie 1. Make sure you go the thesis and stream all of my music. It's on all streaming platforms under the name Chinwe, C-H-I-N-W-E. E has the hyphen over it, okay? And of course, this new moon, I'm dropping new music again on October the 16th. And I've decided that right here on the podcast is where you will get exclusive information, okay? I'm not doing no promo, okay? We're doing the Beyonce. Beyonce don't do no promo. She drops, okay? Beyonce changed the world with that digital drop. She told y'all. So if you want to know anything that's going on in CMC world, Weezy Wonderland, the podcast is where you want to be. Before I get into, I guess we just doing a whole promo spiel right now. Before I get into this new moon and this full moon coming up and continue on with the message, I also want to give a shout out to so many countries who have been tuned in listening. Y'all, I always wanted to be global. I always wanted to be international in everything that I did. And I get on anchor.fm and I see there are people in Jamaica, Switzerland, Austria, South Africa, Finland, the Philippines. I can't even think right now because there are so many places that are listening. And I want to say from, the bottom of my heart, thank you. I appreciate you. I value you. And I love you. And I'm sending so much love and healing and courage to you on God. Okay? Now, this new moon, let's see. All right, so the new moon is October 16th. Oh, it doesn't tell me. Well, I knew it was October 16th, but what is the new moon? What is it? October 16th. What sign is it in is what I'm saying, is what I'm looking for right now. Oh my God, Harvest Moon and the Hunter's Moon. Yes, I just need to know what sign it's in, guys. Gosh, I'm so sorry, y'all. This is like super ghetto. Give me 1 second. I'm looking all this stuff up because it's important. Oh, new moon in Libra. Duh. It's the new moon of the signs. So what was this previous new moon? Okay. It's a new moon in Libra. Libra is all about balance. Okay. So right now, I want to say with the message, you might feel a little unbalanced. Like I said, those are oppositional forces. That is the resistance that you are experiencing as you ascend to this new level. But I want you to keep doing your incantations, okay? Incantations are mantras, but they rhyme. There's something about rhyming. There's something about rhyming when you're doing spell work. There's something about rhyming when it comes to rewiring your subconscious that is very, very, very important. If you want to get some incantations, please go to my Twitter at ChinweYBB, ChinweYBB. I have a whole thread on everything that I'm talking about here, and you can get those incantations, and you can write your own. Just make sure they rhyme. They don't have to be long. One of the ones that's my favorite, it says, there's two versions. The first one is, I am patient, I don't expect, I trust God, and don't worry about what's next. You say that at least three times a day. For 3, 6, or 9 days. There's a power in 3, 6, and 9, in multiples of 3, okay? Or you could say, I am patient, I don't expect, I trust God to cut the check, okay? Because we need that, that physical prosperity as well. You feel me? So with that new moon coming up in Libra on the 16th, and also Songs Don't Lie 2 is dropping on October the 16th, the latest mixtape from Chinwe the Great, make sure that you are manifesting balance. And that's what's going on right now. So, of course, you're going to feel a little topsy-turvy as you balance out some of these old emotions, these old karmic ties, these old fears, these old beliefs, as you figure out what direction to move in. All I can say is follow your intuition. And this is back on target with the message. It might be hard to follow your intuition because from my experience and my opinion, the intuition is your feelings, your gut feelings. It tells you to move this way. Record the podcast now. Go talk to your ancestors now. Do this now. It's those still, quiet voices, like they say in the Bible, the still, quiet voice, the still, quiet nudge, okay? That's your intuition that tells you which way to move. There's a dragonfly again. Prosperity to everybody under the sound of my voice. So it might be difficult to follow those intuitive nudges, okay? But that's why God is watching you right now. God is watching you. He's testing you to see, are you going to stop? Are you going to give up? Are you going to stay in the bed when you feel confused? Are you going to stay down? Are you going to stay depressed when you feel physically tired? Or are you going to get up anyway? Right now is the season to get up anyway. Anyway. We got Mercury going into retrograde, and Mars is already in retrograde, okay? Mars, again, god of war, god of getting shit done. So with Mars in retrograde, you actually, I feel, I'm just speaking intuitively, you might be feeling a heightened sense of wanting to get shit done. But with this ascension process, right, it's pushing you back down, okay? But you are ashes to ashes, stardust to stardust. So you move with the planets and the tide. We got Mercury going into retrograde later in the month around the new moon, okay? This is going to, you know, they say this is communication. Don't make any big movements. Don't make any big plans. I would say use your discretion. Mercury is the god of communication. So even in retrograde, I feel as though maybe Mercury wants us to slow down. And you may already be feeling that energy. That could be that resistance that you're feeling where Mars and Mercury are in a face-off. Mars wants you to go, go, go. And Mercury wants you to slow down and think. But intuitively, let me tell you what I feel. Chinwe feels that if you slow down and think, you're going to be in your head too much. Right now is the time to move, and the wind is like, yeah. Right now is the time to move. Right now is the time to put into practice moving with your gut when you don't feel like it. You have to move. Right now is to train your body, train your mind, train your soul, train all these different aspects of yourself, heart, mind, body, and soul, train them into trusting and leaning on your intuition when your mind is telling you that something is too much or don't add up or don't make sense or how that's going to happen. When your body is saying, I'm freaking tired, go to the gym anyway. This is that anyway season, okay? Last but not least, because God is watching. God is watching to see how you perform when you're in the back and you think nobody's watching you. When you think nobody cares, God is in the back watching to see what you're going to do. There's the butterfly again. Y'all, I ain't never seen no butterflies. Since I've been in New York since January, I ain't seen no butterflies. till today. And I ain't seen the dragonfly either until today. So God is watching you to see what you do. When there's resistance, there's ascension. When you're tired, are you going to get up and keep doing it in T way? Okay? Now, last but not least, we have this full moon. Pardon me. I believe the full moon, if it's Aries, what's after Aries? Taurus. But I just want to be sure. So give me a second. We have two full moons this month. The next full moon is on the 31st. So we just had that full moon in Aries. So beautiful. She was so beautiful. So beautiful. The next full moon is October 31st. And it is a full hunter's moon. Falls on Halloween night. Yes. I would like to know what sign it's in. I'm assuming it's in Taurus. Full moon in Taurus. Let's see. I'm looking all this up while I'm doing this. What is Yantis? No. Full moon in Taurus. Y'all, I can't see on my phone. It's broken. I'm doing the best I can. It would be Taurus, though. I feel like that makes sense. Oh, boy. I'm sorry, y'all. Give me 1 second. Let's see. Yes. Okay. Perfect. I'm sorry about that. Thank you for your patience. It says here, the Taurus full moon on October 31st hits your money zone, making it a timely month to count your blessings and count your savings. Avoid making impulse purchases, especially if you feel extra emotional or needy, as their lunar influence could urge you to wildly overspend or overeat, because Taurus is ruled by Venus, which is all about luxury and indulgence and the finer things in life and being comfortable. Okay, so this full moon coming up, also talking about money. And we've been talking about money and wealth and prosperity, and the Jade Emperor was looking at you. So you can look at it two ways. You can look at it as the Jade Emperor being God watching you to see how you perform during this time of uncertainty and resistance and overwhelm. You can also look at it literally as the Jade Emperor, who is the keeper of all abundance and prosperity on the spirit, in the spiritual realm, okay, who's also bringing you prosperity to this side, relaying those messages back and forth from your ancestors concerning money. Okay, you can look at it as him watching you as well. Okay, the Jade Emperor is watching you too to see, okay, you've asked for this money. Are you giving your 10%? Are you saving your 20%? Or however much you feel comfortable saving? Are you spending on things that it doesn't matter, that you don't need? Are you spending just because? Or are you spending on things you could be doing yourself? But also finding that balance and knowing, okay, I don't need to spend money on my hair. I can do my own hair, but I will pay to get my nails done because I like that. I can eat out twice a week and I can cook the rest of the week. How are you balancing right now? It's all about balance. Are you resting? Are you working? Are you resting? Are you working? Are you resting? Are you being balanced in your work and your rest? Are you not overworking yourself? Are you trusting your intuition? Are you listening to your logic? Are you asking your logic to aid your intuition and not the other way around? Okay? This is a season of abundance. This is a season of balance. This is a season of passion and aggression. Passion and aggression. And joy with that burnt orange butterfly. Passion and aggression. I feel now is the time to be aggressive. B-E-A-G-G-R-E-S-S-I-V-E. Be aggressive. Be aggressive. What? Be aggressive. Be aggressive. Yeah. Be aggressive. Be aggressive. I'm just telling you what I'm just feeling intuitively. This is a time to plant seeds. This is a time to write down all the ideas and let them filter their way out. Figure out what's important, what's not important. Trust your intuition. Work on those businesses. Know your worth if you're applying for jobs. Know your worth. And listen. Listen to God. Listen to nature. Listen to the intuition. Talk to your ancestors. They've been waiting centuries to talk to you. They've been waiting centuries to clear this karmic debt. And you are the one that's supposed to do it. Send your ancestors that ancestral money. Please send them the ancestor money. Please build an altar. The altar does not have to be perfect. It doesn't. Get you some crystals. Get you some, oh, that's the next message. And I don't know how long I've been on this thing. I don't want to take up too much of y'all's time, but I think this is the last message is important concerning your ancestors.
Before we get into this last message, please enjoy a snippet from Song Stuff 91. You are now listening to Battery.
I'm vibing with a cup in my hand. I'm on that Henny cause I'm chilling with my man. And I'm scheming of a master plan. Nah, I'm lying. This brother on my mind. I'm digging his style. Swag like Barack. So you already know he got the game on lock. He known as cause he confident. And he love his mama so he respect women. He got a lot of game but he the oldest. Oh wait, no he ain't. It's just the world on his shoulders at least. That's what I told him. But it's cool, baby. I ain't trying to control you. Hey, you can swing my way. And we ain't done working hard.
I'm now an exclusive sneak preview of what to expect from Songs Don't Lie 2, debuting October 16th.
Fuck you mean, nigga. 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 Fuck you mean, nigga.
Fuck you mean. I told y'all hoes it's gonna be a weekly winner. Now you wanna act like you don't remember. When I told you, you ain't seen nobody colder than December. Let's believe that I'ma bring it to you real tender. That's season. I've been in the game.
Yes, make sure you go and download all that good music. And if you're interested in booking a personal tarot energy angel tarot message reading, email me at cmcproductionsworldwide@gmail.com. Now back to our regularly scheduled programming, honey.
Concerning your ancestors. There are people that want to talk to you. And you may not, because I never considered myself a medium, because, or even thought that that was something that would be something that I could do, because I don't know that many people who have passed, or, you know, I wasn't super close with the people that I did know. There might be famous people in your field of work who have passed on, who are coming back to you. This is just my personal testimony. I'm not going to tell you who they are. But be open to that. I was led into a mystic shop the other day. I didn't know why I was going in there. I just knew I needed to go in there. And I came across two things, a selenite wand and pyrite. I said, oh, selenite. I've been wanting a selenite wand. I have. But when I saw that pyrite, something said, yes, that's it. Pyrite represents... I didn't know this till I got home and looked it up. It represents abundance. It represents prosperity. It represents good luck, fortune. The wind is blowing. And it's also called the fool's gold. So it's basically iron, but it has these beautiful, beautiful flakes in it. And it shines. It looks like a diamond. It looks like a gold. But it's very, very beautiful. Very beautiful. I put the pyrite in my pillow when I sleep. You could put crystals in your pillow, in your bra. I put it in my pillow when I sleep. Last night, I got a dream where I was a rebel raza. I was causing trouble everywhere I went. The men did not like me. The women were so intrigued. They were so happy I was there because I was standing up for what they wanted to say, but they were too afraid to say. So the men did not like me. And they said, we don't believe in your dollar. I said, what is dollar? Not dollar, like a dollar. We don't believe in your dollar. I said, like a doula? I ain't saying nothing about no doula. I'm just sitting here talking about spirituality and telling that woman, don't make that man no plate. Okay, it ain't nothing wrong with that. If it's equal, by the way. And I looked it up this morning. Dola is like a Slavic word for fate or destiny. Ooh, yes, confirmation. And the pyrite crystal, I named her Destiny, P-Y-T. I won't get into the rest. I named her Destiny, though. And I said, dang, Destiny showed up in my dreams last night. And so I want to leave you with this message. To follow your destiny, ask the ancestors right now, what is your destiny? What is your purpose? What is your fate? And there's going to be some oppositional forces that say, we don't believe in your dola. We don't believe in your fate. We don't believe in your destiny. But you have to. And sometimes we don't even know what that is. And so there's no harm in asking. Even if you feel you do know, ask anyway. Because why? The veil is thin, honey. And the bee just flew past, Mama Oshun. The veil is thin. So ask the questions. Get that ancestor money and write on there your questions. Write on there your requests. Okay? Go to Conjure Queens on YouTube. She has a whole video. I'm not going to break that down. You can adapt it to make it your own. You don't have to do rituals or anything like exactly like anyone else says. You can always do your own thing. It's all about intention. Like I said, I didn't have the money to buy the ancestor money, so I made my own. And it works just the same. It works just the same. So because it's all about my intent, they know that I mean well, they know that I genuinely care about them, and I'm talking to them, I'm reaching out to them, I spend time with my altar, I make sure my altar is fresh, fresh water, fresh candles, okay, clean, if flowers fall down. So the veil is thin right now. Talk to your ancestors, talk to the other side. Find out what those people want to tell you. Okay, find out what your ancestors want you to know and ask for the blueprint. Ask the questions that you always wanted to know about your life, your destiny, your fate. Now is the time to do it. You're going to get a lot of resistance, but you got to keep pushing. God is watching you. The Jade Emperor is watching you. They want to give you fortune. They want to give you blessings. The Jade Emperor is God. God is your investor. God wants to invest in you. As a matter of fact, God has already invested in you. God invested in you when he gave you life. God invested in, there's a lot of black crows flying around. I don't know what black crows symbolize. I'm just here with the animals. Let's look up black crows. Because as I'm talking about this, they're showing up. Black crows. Death. Death and rebirth. Death is a beautiful thing in tarot. The crow is known as the ominous omen of death because it is the harbinger that guides souls from the realm of the living into the afterlife. And what are we sitting here talking about? Mediumship. The veil thinning. It's time for the old ways to die. That's why you feel tired, because that ego, those old ways of being, are being resistant to the change. It's natural for things to resist change. That's why we're moving into the age of Aquarius. There's going to be resistance. That's what my dream was about. All those men sitting around mad at me because I told that woman, don't you fix his plate. And like I said, it's okay if things are equal, but I assume from the dream it was not an equal give and take. She was doing things for him that he was not caring about or appreciating. So those old paradigms are going to fight. They're going to resist. The Catholics look upon a black crow as a symbol of death and bad luck. However, Bible verses about black crows, it also speaks about destiny, fate, kismet, and serendipity. Y'all, I'm done. And the train said yes. Not the crows talking about fate and destiny, y'all. I am done. You're on your path. Follow your fate. Follow your destiny. Guess what? I will see y'all next month. We're doing monthly podcasts. podcast. If you would like to sponsor, please email me at cmcproductionsworldwide@gmail.com. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram at ChinweyYBB. That's C-H-I-N-W-E-Y-B-B. Boss Billionaires. Young Boss Billionaires. Make sure you stream all my music on all streaming platforms. Don't forget Songs Don't Lie 2 comes out this new moon. Make sure you're doing your new moon, full moon rituals. Make sure you're talking to your ancestors. Make sure you subscribe to me on YouTube at Chinwe Cook, C-H-I-N-W-E-C-O-O-K. Got a lot of new things cooking. I will be opening up for personal readings pretty, pretty soon. So if you are interested in that and you would like to book a personal reading with me in advance, go ahead and do that. You can email me at cmcproductionsworldwide@gmail.com. The website is coming very, very, very soon, y'all. Okay? But just like you, I'm working. I'm a work in progress. So, yeah, I think that's it. Is there anything else y'all want me to say? Travel. Travel is a hot topic. If you get the opportunity to travel, do it. If you've been feeling the need to move, do it. Jump out on faith. And there's a big wind, a lot of wind coming by. Jump out on faith, whatever that means for somebody. Somebody wants to quit their job. Somebody wants to start a YouTube channel. Somebody wants to move. Somebody wants to move. Somebody wants to jump, to leap. I also had another dream. This is the last message, I swear. I also had another dream where I was with my dad. My dad had like 30-inch feet. That's like 2.5 feet of feet. I said, damn, daddy, why your feet so big? You know what the interpretation was? Big steps. Taking big steps. So whatever that next big step is for you, take it. Don't worry about how. You just do your part. Because God is watching you. God has already invested in you. He's already willing to meet you halfway. He already has an army around you supporting you, your spirit team, your angels. He's already got people coming through communicating messages with you. If you say you want to do something and something is pulling you, do it. Take that big step, okay? I love you so, 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 so much. Sending mad love, mad healing energy your way. I will see you next month. Make sure you subscribe. Make sure you follow me everywhere. Email me, cmcproductionsworldwide@gmail.com, to get more information on anything, to book a reading, to sponsor the podcast, to let me know you're a listener. I told you I named a bunch of countries in the beginning and I didn't have them written down, but there's way more countries. Pakistan, that I did not mention, the UK. So make sure, if you would like a personal shout out for your business or whatever you have going on, if you just want people to know who you are, your YouTube channel, please email me so that we can support and uplift one another. I'm creating a community. And so, yeah, let's do it. Anyway, I love y'all. I will see y'all in November, baby. All right, peace. Oh, I forgot my outro. Drink your water, eat your vegetables, and stay safe out here in these streets. Weezy out.